Now that I've had my barking rant, it's all about matariki and what does it mean to you. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. Go to our Facebook page, make sure you comment. And joining me on the line now is one of my heroes, and I can say that because I'm the fill-in this afternoon. I can say whatever the hell I want. His name is Huni Haluera, of course, from the great province of Taitukuru. No, not the province. The great independent sovereign state of the north. Welcome, Huni.
Back in the middle with you.
Yeah, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Here I am, stuck in the middle of these.
Now, I might have also described Winston Peters on the TV last night as Lazarus with a triple bypass, and he's standing, he's not in the cave with the dead Jesus body, he's outside the cave pushing the door back so he can't get out.
Now, you know, I love that comment from the young girl, Hannah, you know, Momo te toto Māori.
Yeah.
Momo to toto Māori. And she said it a few times, and she gave my heart sign, and to tang at him and all the rest of it.
Oh, you know, this is going to sound even sadder. I was listening to it and I was watching it and I thought, oh, so sorry, koro. And I'm looking at him, I'm thinking, oh, and he arcs up and he just gets so furious. And it's kind of like, yeah. take the hit. Just take the hit and move on.
Just take the hit and move on, brother.
That's right.
Just move on.
Now, we're talking about matariki. It's a very special holiday, of course, and without getting into the politics of it all, very simple question, my friend. What does matariki mean to you and your whānau?
Well, amongst other things, I'm on the board of our kura kaupapa. And I have to say, when matariki first became a reality, I didn't know what it would mean. Like, I mean, we celebrate matariki at our kura anyway. But gee, just the way in which so many, particularly the younger generation, have turned it into something more than just looking at the stars. You know, they're creating stars in their own world. They're developing businesses. They're cooking kai that's different. They've just got a real positive outlook on life, and it's really stunned me how much of a positive thing it's done for Māori to make. Because of that, with that cooking on the hot plate, I didn't think it'd be that cool, but it's turned out to be seriously cool, Barry, and I love it. And for me and my family, you know, like we're hard working, my wife and I, so you know, we don't worry too much about breaks and holidays and anything like that, but the closer we get to matariki, the more you can just feel the passion and the change within our whānau right across Māori then. And then as we hit matariki, just a sheer explosion of new ideas, new waiata, new talent, new art. Just new thinking. And that's the whole thing about, you know, setting aside the old stuff, coming up with the new stuff, refresh, regenerate, revitalize, move on, get up and get ready, let's rock. So all of that stuff. But I love it. I just love it.
You know, I'm glad you said that because it is about renewal. And it is also a very uniquely Aotearoa holiday. And in many ways, speaking to other Indigenous peoples around the world, they envy us for it. And yet sometimes I wonder whether or not, you know, we're as celebratory at home as we are celebrated offshore.
It's hard to be positive in a space when the Pākehā side of the world is doing its best to crush the Māoriness out of you. And it's why I think that whole matariki thing, it's just been so great. I saw something on Facebook which said, while you're trying to destroy my world, my kids are at Kohanga, my children are at kura. They believe absolutely in kapa haka. They're all speaking that ill. They will come to a time in, you know, another, 10, 20 years, when we are more than 50% of the population. And I can recall John Carter, ex-MP, ex-Mayor of the Far North and all the rest of it, once saying to me, Honey, what are you going about this Māori stuff so much? I've got Maori grandchildren too, they all grew up to be New Zealanders. I said, I looked at my lap, I said, John, the sad thing is you just don't know it, eh? Your kids are going to grow up and they're going to want to know, who's my iwi? What's the kapahaka that I support? What does matariki mean? They're going to want to know all of those sorts of things. So I said, try and get used to the fact that our kids, our mokopunas, are all going to have a strong Maori buzz. And instead of us trying to fight against it, it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. It happens to be that we have sex at a higher rate than non-Maori, and faster than they can bring the immigrants in. So, yeah, we're going to be a Maori nation before too long. Now, I just think having a clear understanding of what all of those times are in our life, what all of those role models are in our world, what all of the principles are that make us special, that make us Maori, in a world where you can't celebrate being Maori anywhere else but here, except of course if you're watching the Warriors playing the Panthers up in Brisbane when they knocked them over in Magic Round and half the crowd turned out to be Warriors supporters and they all went apeshit. So yeah, it's there, but yeah, it's just a really good, it's a good feeling and good. It's good to know that it's not just stuck in a tiny little Maori world, a little Maori world of Maori radio, Maori television, or Maori schools. I mean, Pākehā schools are doing, Pākehā businesses are doing it, Pākehā companies are celebrating it. The whole matariki theme has been well embraced by New Zealand generally. And it's just a mean-spirited and ugly minority within the house. We can't bring themselves to accept the reality that this is our world.
That's
I
right.
mean,
That's right. I mean,
such is life.
I was
We
even
move
in
on.
a supermarket the other day, and I won't name the brand because obviously I'm not sponsored by them yet. But they had laid out their one of their aisles all in, some ideas for kai. For matariki, and here are the ingredients, and these are the recipes, and we put these together. And I just think that is so cool.
It is cool. I mean, you've been to Hawaii, so everywhere you go is Hawaiian names to everything. People, Hawaiian is intermingled with English, South American English up there. And I used to think, wow, I wish it could be like that down here. No, this is back in the 70s and 80s when I was first up that way. But and since then, it's really become part of the whole language. It doesn't matter what you watch on TV or where you go in the country. It doesn't matter. Also, the government's trying to push back on the old Maori names of government departments. Chris Bishop, from Kāinga Ora, he said when they interviewed him, so you're going to change it from Kāinga Ora? And he said to these reporters, "Well, you tell me what's the Pākehā name of Kāinga Ora? What's the ministry name?" And none of the reporters could say it. He said, "So why should I change it to a Pākehā name that none of you even know? I'm going to stick with Kāinga Ora."
Well, see,
So.
and I think they've even taken to calling it KO. I mean, talk about
Well,
knockout.
yeah, I mean, it's out there. It's out there. The language is out there, and you can't pull it back. You can't pull it back, and it's been celebrated. It's been enjoyed by far more than just Maori as well. And so, I celebrate hearing Filipinos and Indians and all kinds of other people say to me, "Kia ora honi," when I'm in Auckland, and I get in a cab. I have a chuckle because they still remember who I am. But they say things like "Kia ora honi," and then some of them, if they've been practicing, I turn and say, "Pēhana koe." I have a little chuckle, but it's great to hear. It shows that they, and here's something else we don't do well yet, Matthew. We don't do enough to connect ourselves to our Pacific and our indigenous relations all around the world. And I think we should. I mean, it's great for us to be ferociously Maori here in Aotearoa, but it's also a positive thing and part of matariki, I would think. That whole revitalization of the language and of an understanding of who we are, that we are big enough and bold enough and should be to embrace all other cultures and what it is we're doing and how we're taking the country, including including all of our Pākehā relations, mate, including all of our Pākehā relations. Happy to be part of all, happy to be part of their journey, and welcome them to join us on it.
No, absolutely. Hone Haruita, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Brett. Catch you later.